Good day and welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, delivering you the latest insurance industry news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Firstly, let's talk about an active issue in Australia's insurance landscape, disaster risk mitigation. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or AIL, is making strong pushes for insurers to pool resources and establish a substantial fund. They want each insurance entity to chip in, aiming for a collective $250 million annually. This investment is seen as a proactive approach to help mitigate the effects of disasters and enhance insurance accessibility in Australia. ACL Chair Tyrone Shandeman made a compelling argument. He believes such annual contributions could aid high-risk areas, offer premium relief, and support research on long-term insurance strategies. Furthermore, he contends, these actions are essential for restoring public trust. The fund could even act as an ally to the Insurance Council of Australia's proposed $30 billion flood defense program. The council has acknowledged the proposal, however, its formal position is still pending. Let's switch gears now and look at the outcome of a significant case involving insurance fraud. Just a few days ago, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with QBE Insurance in a fraudulent rental claim dispute tied to a storm back in January 2022. The case centered on a claim involving compensation for water damage and alleged rental losses. Upon investigating, it was revealed that not only was the lease agreement backdated, but the supposed rent payments were entirely fabricated. The claimant swiftly denied any intent to deceive. However, the authority did not sway, deeming the actions as deliberate misrepresentations. Hence, QBE Insurance was successful in recuperating $46,830 in payouts and costs. This ruling underscores the absolute need for accuracy and integrity in insurance claims and signals a warning about the repercussions of fraudulent activities. That wraps up our highlights for this week's insurance news. Remember, staying informed is key to understanding the evolving landscape of the insurance industry in Australia. This is Paige Estratore with the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more information on personal and business insurance, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Thursday, take care and keep informed.